It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. The Michigan legislature may be inching toward a roads funding package. The roughly $1 billion plan would take $600 million from the state's general fund and could include a rollback in the state income tax. It would also increase vehicle registration fees by 40%. While the House has passed the plan, the state Senate scheduled and then delayed a vote on the plan. Joining us now are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So, Susan, exactly what's happening on the Senate side of things around this plan?
Well, the biggest hiccup seems to be that Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff would prefer for most of the new revenue to come from an increase in the gas tax instead of relying so much on vehicle registration fees. Another question mark is whether or not the governor will sign such a plan, because he had originally said that he did not want that much money coming out of the general fund. And indications from the nonpartisan fiscal agency show that we could be looking at a really big budget deficit in a few years as a result of this plan.
Now, Ken, there's a delay of sorts built into this plan. The full $1.2 billion wouldn't actually be raised until the 2020-2021 fiscal year. Explain how that works and what it means for our roads between now and then.
Well, it's one of the big criticisms this plan is getting and other plans have gotten, because by phasing it in over time, the biggest implications for the budget or for tax increases are for future legislators, not the ones who are there today making the decision. I think one of the big questions here is how big a hit the general fund's going to take and how big a hole is going to get blown in the state budget, whether it's in the near term or the future.
You know, Susan, I want to ask where Democrats are coming down on this plan. They have been criticizing it. Why?
Well, the biggest reason is that when you cut $600 million from existing revenue in the general fund, it has to come out of somewhere. And, you know, we've already had a lot of budget cuts to the safety net. Education has taken a hit, and they're not thrilled as far as that goes. As far as the income tax cut goes, that means less money again that comes into the state. And they also know that Republicans really want to campaign on that issue next year to say, see, we cut your taxes, and to try and ease the pain that people are still feeling from tax increases that were passed back in 2011.
Ken, could it be that the delay in this vote is a good sign in that maybe Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff is trying to negotiate a deal that he thinks can pass in the Senate and get Governor Snyder's signature?
I think what Republicans are doing is trying to show that they could pass a plan without Democratic support. And that gives them a lot of leverage when it comes to what the Democrats are demanding if they're going to provide some votes here.
So, Ken, I'm going to come to you. I feel like you have been the more positive of this trio and thinking a roads funding package can get passed. Where do you think we are? Do you think this is going to be the final push we need to get across that finish line?
I'm going to continue with my Pollyannish view and say yes, because I think they're inching closer and closer to a deal. You know, they're going to have to decide, obviously, as Susan has said, how much to get from revenue, new revenue, and how much to get from the state's general fund. But I think that the reason you see the House having moved a plan is they're the ones who are up for re-election in 2016, next year, a year from now, in fact. And I think they realize they've got to solve, at least create the impression they've solved this problem going into that election.
And Susan Demas, our resident skeptic, what do you think?
Well, I think Ken is correct that obviously politics is interceding, as it always does. The clock is ticking because nobody wants this vote in the calendar year of 2016, and we don't have a lot of session days left. But, you know, the question is, if something gets to Governor Snyder's desk that is a fiscal time bomb and doesn't really do much for the roads, has anyone really gained anything here?
And we have exactly 16 days left in this year for the legislature to move on this, so we'll have to see what happens. Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.